You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
It is your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Monday, the 13th of May. On a day where the share market was pretty flat, we'll have the details with David Scutt from Citi Index. But first to the budget and business conditions. For that, Raina Bosch spoke with Alan Oster, the chief economist at NAB.
They're basically okay, but what we're finding is about half of those business sectors, retail, wholesale, manufacturing, construction, are all below average, and their confidence levels are not great. And I suppose the other thing that we've seen in this survey is for a while, total business conditions were held up by a very strong labour market, and that's sort of eroded a bit. Still okay around long-run average, but it's slowing in terms of its growth momentum.
Now, employment is another key factor that is trending down. Yeah. What is today's survey saying about the jobs market?
It's saying it's okay, but it's weakening. And so I would not be surprised if we saw unemployment rate. It'll grow, but unemployment, I think, will edge up a little bit. It's probably to about 3.9%. It's currently 3.8%.
Now, why is that happening? Because it does come off a period of quite a bit of strength in that index.
Yeah, well, we're not sure, but I think what's happening is as the economy slows, you don't generate enough new jobs to essentially keep unemployment where it is. So, on average, the trend employment is growing at about 20 to 25,000, and you need 35 to 40,000 to keep unemployment where it is.
Now, this all comes out ahead of the federal budget tomorrow. What are you expecting to happen there?
Look, we know about the packages in terms of tax cuts, made in Australia, cost of living. So really, I think we'll see the government that's a little bit more interventionist than what we've had in the past. I'd expect that after a small surplus this year, they'll have a deficit in the next couple of years, basically because commodity prices won't keep going up forever and the labour market's a bit softer and they're not really cutting back on expenditure as far as I can see.
Now, business is obviously NAB's specialty. What are you expecting to be in the budget for them?
The only thing that we've seen so far is the instant asset write-off for bit small SMEs, basically. Anyone who's got turnover of less than $20 million, they can instantly write off investments up to $20,000.
Now, obviously, that's for smaller businesses. Anything in there for the largest businesses?
So far, we haven't been able to see anything, but you never know. There's always some surprise there somewhere.
Are you worried at all about tomorrow's budget in terms of the impact on inflation?
Short answer is not really. For me, yes, you'll see a deterioration in the structural part of the budget, but not sufficient to stop the RBA from cutting rates. So I think it's small. Maybe over a three-year period, the deficit might get worse by about 1%. But if inflation's a little bit more under control from cost of living measures and the economy struggles a little bit more, then I'd expect to see rate cuts by the end of the year still and quite substantial rate cuts next year.
That's Raina Bosch there speaking with Alan Oster.
Now, Market Day on the SBS On The Money podcast.
The Australian share market finished where it started, the S&P ASX 200 up, but only by 0.01%, 7,750. For more, I spoke with David Scutt, a market analyst at Citi Index.
There's some profit taking to banks. We know that ANZ and Macquarie were both trading ex-dividend, but more broadly, ahead of the inflation report in the United States on Wednesday, there's naturally a bit of caution creeping in. We've seen in the past three reports, each have come in a little bit hotter than expectations, and that's pushed back expectations for the Fed rate cuts this year. So if that goes out and plays out again, I'm not surprised to see investors taking a bit of money off the table.
The next big event tomorrow will be the federal budget. Typically, how does the federal budget impact markets? And is this one likely to have an effect?
Ricardo, the media teams from Treasury and other departments in the government have become so effective at delivering the message before the budget that I struggle to remember in my 20 years plus doing jobs like this, any real big meaningful movement in markets following the budget. There's always the room for supplies, but on this occasion, I would be really, I would not expect to go and see a lot of market movements. A lot of things have been factored in already. So when you put that into the mix, when 7:30 arrives tomorrow, I doubt we'll see much of a movement in any of the Australian markets that are trading.
The interesting piece of commentary that has come out overnight is that the government saying that inflation will be ahead of the RBA's target or come in earlier than the RBA's target, perhaps at the end of the year. Does the market believe that inflation is going to come down so quickly?
I'd say they're hedging their bets at this point in time. There's been no real reaction to that commentary that came out earlier this morning. We saw that bank bills, I know threes and 10-year treasury bonds as well in Australia, the futures markets were a little bit offered, so yields were a little bit higher. That followed what we saw overnight on Wall Street on Friday. When you look at where, you know, inflation expectations sit in Australia, they're still anchored, but they're still not expecting to go and see any rate cuts coming through any time this year. Indeed, there still is a very small chance being priced that the RBA's next move may be a hike around about August or November.
So is that still the case if we are starting to see business conditions and confidence still softening? What's your take on where the business environment is at?
Well, the NAB business survey today was really interesting. And for the first time, we might have seen some of that weakness in the household sector starting to impact activity levels in the business community, because the big drop off in hiring pace was very notable. We saw forward orders fell to the lowest level in several years. So new work is drying up. And also there's price measures, the key price measures that we know the RBA pays pretty close attention to, are also starting to go and weaken as well. Not back towards the levels that RBA would be comfortable with, but certainly better than what they were in recent months. When you put that together, it's clear that the domestic economy is very, very weak at this point in time. What the RBA and what policymakers need to see more broadly is that inflationary pulse start to go die down and die down in a meaningful manner. And right now, it looks like it's heading that direction, but you can't say with any certainty. And it's why we're still talking about rates potentially rising again.
And finally, where do you see the opportunities for investors right now?
I think you've got to go and take a bit of a contrarian tilt to how you invest at the moment, because a lot of places, a lot of assets have run so hard recently. The things I'm looking at this point in time, precious metals, base metals, particularly those markets that are either impacted by geopolitics or where there's not been a lot of mine development over recent decades. So I think about aluminium, I think about copper, gold, silver, platinum, all those names where I see no opportunities right now. Also, on the mining side of things, producers that are already actually in production at this point in time, mining firms, another area to go and keep an eye on. The areas I'll be looking to avoid are those markets that have run really, really hot recently, and I'll include the ASX in that list. There's so much good news that's been priced in, including the prospect of rate cuts. If that doesn't come through, if the soft landing doesn't come through, then they're prone to see a correction.
That is David Scott there from City Index.
This SBS On The Money stream is provided for informational purposes only. The content in this stream should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and it does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision. This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.